So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lingali vuka njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesine mhla ka 16 kuzibandlela 2020 ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umkhokheli webandla le MDC mnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthi uzethula ngenkani amazwi akhe avinjwe ukwethula izolo. Sixoxa lomgcini sihlalo webandla lakhe.
Akukhulisa noumlotha kodwa kuqakathekileyo ukuthi kumele sidinge umnamnankunzi. Umnamnankunzi lo ozabuya asincedise ukuthi sine kulolu daba. Akumelanga abe ngobambe ihlangothi lethu yiliphi. Ukwenzela ukuthi uma seziphuma le migoqo ukuthi ilizwe siyalikhipha njani edakeni kube lula.
Kambe igqwetha elilodumo umnumzana Thabani Mpofu engaba iqinisile na ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wephule umthetho ngokuya emsebenzini yena ekukhefu.
Mozambique kula studio ethi ngawuhambile nokuthumela nje ambasado khona ngalo bengasimela ngoba kula any decision yade meliyenziwe ngu-state president ekuyarepresenteni khona ngalo.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Umkhokheli webandla le-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthi sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi ibandla lakhe liyale imithetho encindizelayo ngokuvimba imihlangano yabo. UChamisa wethule amazwi la enkundleni ye-Twitter ngemva kokwalelwa ngamapholisa uqhuba umkhosi webandla lakhe eMbare izolo lapho wabekhangelelwe ukwethulela uZulu umbiko omqoka ophathelane lesimo selizwe. UChamisa uthi seza kwethula lumbiko ngenkani ngolwesibili oluzayo. Umgcini sihlalo webandla le-MDC unkosazana Thabita Khumalo ugcizelele amazwi kamnumzana Chamisa kungxoxo ayenze lo ntungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7.
Okwakhathesi Ntunga, singathula siyafa, singakhuluma siyafa, singatshengisela siyafa, kwangcono sithi sizamile.
Ngezinye indlela lithi okungayisikufa yikuphi?
Ngakula akufele ungasayikufa. Uphume etshela umhlaba wonke jikelele ukuthi akumelanga sidle inyama ngoba odokotela bathi kuqakathekile ukuthi sidle amambatatisi lembida. Akungitshele elizweni laseZimbabwe wena uyakwazi. EmaNdebeleni thina umhlabathi wethu ngokufuya inkomo. Namhlanje siyazana zaseZimbabwe kuthiwa singasadli. EZimbabwe lapha sathi le nkampani okuthiwa yi-Coal Storage Commission eyayibulala inkomo eyayiyiyo number 2 umhlaba wonke jikelele yokuthengiseni inyama. Namhlanje sesitshele ukuthi thina singathi kodwa yena simbone phakathi kwendiza mthina ele ndiza emnyama esidla amangqina esicwana athi thina sidle imbida. Imbida yangikhona le yathi sifuna afunde namagwila afuna siwadle bawo. Sizawalima ngani kasilamanzi. Laba esithi balamaplazi balamaplots asithi balemgodi. Umgodi wangikhona uzawumpompa ngani ungenamagezi. Njalo ukuthi uyethenga imihlanyelo yembida leyo imali yangikhona ngayitholakala ebhenki. Lapha ngezinye indlela akade efuna ukutshela umhlaba ngokuthi uzasivulala sifuna singafuni.
Wona umhlahlandlela uChamisa afuna ukuwethulela uZulu weZimbabwe kuyiwa phambili. Lingasichasisela ukuthi umumetheni kahle kahle.
Hayi, singayichasisela kathesa ngithi uyazi ukuthi kumele lizwe. Nxa vele indaba isiphumile kungonakala. Kaze ufana lokuthi uPresident Chamisa angaka-address abantu ebazisi ukuthi ufuna benzeni. So sizanikela ilanga lakhe lapha azakhuluma ngezigalakana zaseZimbabwe lapho elizakuzwa khona ukuthi umumethe.
Umeli weMelika eZimbabwe uhlangane losaphethe isikhundla sikamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga wamkhuthaza ukubana uhulumende kumele asungule inkulumo eziphatha uZulu weZimbabwe jikelele ezigoqela wonke umuntu kudingwe indlela zokususa ilizwe edakeni eliphakathi kwalo. Lingathini ngalinkuthazo?
Thina njengebandla le-MDC akunamutaba yithi. Lokhu esavela kukhethu, silokhu sikhankasa ukuthi akukhulumisane umlotha. Kodwa kuqakathekileyo yikuthi kumele sidinge umlamulankunzi. Umlamulankunzi lo ozabuya asincedise ukuthi sine kulolu daba. Akumelanga abe ngobambe ihlangothi ngedilipi. Ukwenzela ukuthi uma seziphuma le migoqo ukuthi ilizwe salikhipha njani edakeni kube lula. Manje basekwenzile. Usehambe waya kukhula izikhukhula zabameli abama kukhethe ngo-2018 badliwa ngalo kabala abalandeli babo ePhalamende. Yibo athi yena yibo afuna ukuxoxisana nabo. Abe sethiya uPresident Tlamisa onguye owancintisana naye njalo kulobu bufakazi ukuthi waphuma namavota amangaki. So lokhu kuyakhombisa ukuthi bavele bona ngabalaqinisa lokuthi bakhiphe iZimbabwe edakeni.
Lo ke ngunkosazana Thabita Khumalo, umgcini sihlalo webandla le-MDC, ubekhuluma ecingweni loNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Igqwetha elilodumo uMnumzana Thabani Mpofu wethule umbiko esithi okwenziwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ikwephula isekelo sombuso selizwe ngoba usephethe isikhundla sinye lomsekeli wakhe, kukanti bekungafanelanga abasekeli bakamongameli bakhethwe ngasikhathi sinye ukuthi bazophisane. Izolo uMongameli Mnangagwa ubese Mozambique lapho obe kugcotshwa khona umongameli Philippe Nyusi. Umnangagwa uphinde wakhetha iziphathamandla ezizasebenza ehofisini yakhe umnumzana Walter Tafumanei owayengowebutho kanye lomnumzana Gaja Mazithulela owezemfundo. Ucubungula lolu daba usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi ecubungula ezembusazwe umnumzana Bekezela Maduma Fuzwayo.
Ngenxa yokungathembani phakathi okuthize khona kade kusebenzeni, yikho nje lokhu ebuya ethutha aze kwenza lokhu aphume, aze kwenza lokhu aphume. Simbonile ebuya ekhithini ezihlangana le-Presidential Advisory Committee, wala ukuthi ihlangane lochiwenga. Wabuya wazihlangana no-Minister we-Foreign Affairs we-China, wabuya futhi waphume elizwe lesiyamelela ilizwe eMozambique lapho kugcotshwa khona uPresident Nyusi owina ama-election. EMozambique akulasidingo ukuthi ngawuhambile nokuthumela nje u-ambassador khona ngani ubengasimela ngoba kula any decision yade mele yenziwe ngu-state president ekuyarepresenteni khona ngale. Presidential Advisory Committee o-acting president bengayibona kungela problem. Le-ke China tiziyele nzima kakhulu kuye ngenxa ye-relationship ekhona phakathi kuyachiwenga le-China, maybe kukhona kwesabeleyo ukuthi maybe kungakhulunywa or something asazi khona lapho.
Abanye bengathi ngumuntu osebenza gadalana ukuthi lanxa yekukhefu yabe lokhu efuna ukuphathisa.
Akusikho ngisho nje bami kudinga ukukhulisile yikho khona kokungathembani. Nxa umuntu ekulive kathatha ilive yakhe ayihlala phansi aphumule ayenze ezinye izinto zakhe esendlini ukuthi nxa ephendule emsebenzini wasuzaqalisela lapho esiya phambili. Uthiya sisola ukuthi ukuthi abantu abasebenza labo ngabathembi angeke abathiye umsebenzi, angeke abathiye ilizwe. Kodwa ngabathembi ukuthi bayihluleka, ngabathembi ukuthi uyabesaba.
Ubona ingani ngempela kukhona okuzayenzakala kumbe ngabantu abacabangelayo ukuthi kuloko ongezwanani? Sesibonile ukuthi sokwedlula inyanga lezinyanga lokho kwaqalisa ukuthi mhlawumbe kukhona ukuchaya amanzi.
Yile hlupho lekhulu yona lesi. Wanze kungachaya ikhulu lohleziyo kasathembi ukuthi kuzakwenzakalayo. Especially kungachaya ikhulu abachaya omunye ikhulu bese kusazela kufaka esitulweni ngeke kuphinde kwatheni. Nako wathi ukuchaya ikhulu sahlala sahamba njengoba sihlala sitsho. Sahamba kwaba le-transition kwayakhethwa-ke sokukliye of abantu bonke abayenza ikhulu bengabi lesandla kuhulumeni elandekayo. Ngoba zilonge zikhona babe kwifuthi lowo muntu ongele ayenze lokhu bona bakuchayela ikhulu.
Umnumzana Masithulela lo mnumzana Tafumane bakhethwe kuhle yini?
Eish, sisi ama-retired, abasuke ebuthweni asemaningi kakhulu kuhulumeni. emaningi akhumakhala yonke indawo obambe retired general retired banivani abantu abasuke ebutheni bonke basebe-partyist. So it means ukuthi ilizwe phela seliyiwe now e-military state ngoba ibutho leselibusilizwe kele-retired sesisothe ebebe ze-party list ukuthi upresident ugadeleli ibutho ukuthi ilizwe lirane ngendlela ibutho efuna ngayo. So ake kuzani abanye amabavela ukuthi ama-civilian ngesi-reduce number yawama-retired bonke laba bangena beze-party list.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana bekezela amadumafuzwayo ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazo bexoxa ecingweni losithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7 eseGwanda.
Ngesikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba lobulembu elenewzimbabwe.com lithi umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga uMary uthi ngokwehlukana kwabo kumele aphiwe i-$40,000 ngenyanga le-$7,500 eyokondla abantwana ngenyanga. Aphinde aphiwe le-$25,000 ngomnyaka yokuyaphumula kuholiday lezinye indleko ezimbalwa. Uchiwenga uthi abantwana babo abathathu akumelanga bagcinwe ngumkakhe ngoba ethatha izidakamizwa. Kodwa uMary uyalalokhu esithi uChiwenga nguye odla izidakamizwa. Iphephandaba lobulembu elezimlive.com lithi uBishop Eric Ruona wesonto ye-Anglican esigabeni seManicaland ubotshiwe izolo ngamapholisa eZak esetheswa icala lokuphambula imali ezinkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisikhombisa i-$700,000. Limali wayiphiwa phansi kohlelo lwe-Command Agriculture kodwa yena ubikwa wayiphambula.
Okwamanje ke sengidedela imuva ngelitshiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu. Lisipha ke imbono yenu eliyithumele ngemlayezelo ye-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318.
Sarbonan Basaz Studio 7. Igama nami nguWilliam Mlilo. Ya manje ngikhuluma lani ngikwelapha kwele South Africa. Engikhona ngokusebenza kodwa ekhaya ngiphuma enkaya kwaSikhobokhobo. Mina ngicela ukukhuluma mayelana le simo sekhaya kakhulu ngemali. Ukuthi siyakhala ekhaya abantu bayakhala laphana wonke umuntu nje. Imali le esayiniwe eyafakwayo ukuthi singasasebenzi imali yakwamanye amazwe kodwa sisebenzise yona eyethu. Abathengethu izimdola. Mina ngombono wami ngibona ukuthi kungcono ukuthi uhulumeni wasekhaya okamnumzana Mnangagwa abuyele asebenzisa futhi i-American dollar imali yakwele Melika. Ngoba ungathi uyabona manje bayasebenza abantu ekhaya yebo kodwa imali abayiholayo bahola nje igama ayibasindawo le mali. Izinto amashopo ziyadula ukuthi le mali abayiholayo mhlawumbe into ongazivala nje ezidingakala empilweni ukuthi ziphilise umuntu azikwazi ukuthi zibe nelisa. Khobe ngithi mina ngombono wabo kungangcono kubiselwe nje kube bayacabanga ngcono becabange nabantu kubiselwe yona imali yasikwele imali ukuthi buyisebenze lapha namhlawumbe le-rand lakwele South Africa. Ngoba bona labo abantu abaphezulu ezikhundleni basebenzisa imali yakwele imali kaye bayisebenzisa imali yasekhaya bajike lapho nje bathusele abantu bethu basebenzisa imali yasekhaya. Into eligama nje kuyafana nje ukuthi i-tissue lana imali engalasinto ma uyisemkambo yezimali. So zathola abantu bamabhizinisi ekhaya laphana babadonsa kanzima ukuthi yebo kuzothengwa ngayo imali yasekhaya bathengise ngayo kodwa isikhathi esinesi kanti siyabuka siphila ngaphandle kwamazwe njengabantu bamabhizinisi laphana bathengeza izinto lapha kwele South Africa or eBotswana or kwele Mozambique. Ukuthi utshintshe imali yasekhaya evele nesindo esincane kwezinye imali emkambo yemali usiyathenga impahla fanele uzozithengisa elizweni kula amanyamazi kubanzima. That's why uthola ukuthi ama business owethu asekhaya amanye agcine evala. Abakwazile ukuthi baphile mhlawumbe. Yibo uthola ukuthi into zakhona azithengeki, bazama ukuthi bethi kulingane imali abazoyithola lapha ekhaya, imali mase beyitshintsha bekwazi ukuyathenga impahla abazithengisa lapha ekhaya. Uma bethi bayabuka ngemali yasekhaya, asinamali lapha. Liyana nje ngingayibiza into ifaka le tishwe, iphepha nje elibhalwe inamba mhlawumbe $20 ngeyimalini $50. Kodwa uma uyise emkambo wezimali ufana nomuntu ongaphathanga lutho. So ikhona ngombono wami kube nje bayacabangela abantu uZulu. Babuyele futhi kule nto besiphila ngayo, isikhathi besiphila ngaso kudala ukuthi kusetshenziswe imali yakwele Melika neranda kweSouth Africa. Mhlawumbe lalale lepula leBotswana yizo imali mhlawumbe ezingenza ukuthi ilizwe liphile njengale nto eyayenzakala ngo-2008. Ngiyabonga.
Ngicela njani basekazi beStudio 7 ngapha ewange West Constituency ngeVforce under Chief Mbutu Dube Ward. Izolo mbesechisima primary school ya amateacher bangile ngo-10 o'clock ekuseni, bekhona abantwana bekhona sibili bangafundisi. Bashiya bathi khona abantu abangicinga nini ngokubafundisa emakhaya ngoba bazafika lo nyanga ngoba bona sobefundile ezilonga imali bengakhwelanga. Ngamla njalo bengihambe futhi ejima ngihambisa amabhuku omntwana. Kwaba into efanayo amatitshara babengu-10 njalo futhi. Bebhodi bebhodabhoda nje bezihambela nje emaklasini lapha laphana bengafundisi. Akunzima ezikole lapha. Izo evula indlela secondary school ngizokuthiwa amateacher ivumunye athi ehambile esikolo khona ngale. And also le namhla futhi ngiphemise ukuthi abahambaa kula teacher khona ngale evula indlela. Sayikukhona namhla ngapha eshishima primary school. Siwusize ngoba thi nama-inform zithengile, amabhuku zithengile ukuthi abantu bafunde. But amateacher bathi bona ihlonge imali yabo iphansi, hhayi nzima lo nyaka.
Awu linjani zihlobo zami? Hesh, I think lapha mina ngichallenge ubaba uGawule lapha. Akaphendulanga laphana umbuzo lowo kade ubuzwa laphana ngokubulawa kwenziwa abantu laphana ngoba nje esithi yena laba abe women rights bakhuluma amanga kabafuna ukuthi i-government yaseZimbabwe ilungise izinto. Izilungisa njani nxa abantu bebulawa? Akaphendulanga ukuthi abantu babulawa laphana, uyavala. Bese ngibuya khona lapha uqina ngalokho. Khathe sesikolo nazo ziyavulwa, amatisha kaye esikolweni ngenxa yokuthi akulamali. Waye bengaqini bakhulume izinto ezinjalo, bamele phela khona lokho ukuthi abantu bathole izimali ezeneleyo bahambe bayefundisa abantwana. Bezwa njani nxa kusifa imfundo kambeni ubaba uGawule kungabe ngabakha abantwana abakusituation yona leyo kumbe owakha umntwana engutitsha esehola $30 kambe ukuthi yena ngabuzwa njani? Siyakwazi ukuthi yebo phela njengoba yena ekhona ngale duzane labo president udla kamnandi yonke into yakhe imthwebelele kodwa hamba phela khona ngale lapha vela khona umgwaqo kambe wona ukuthi right ngale. Ngihlala nisizwa ukuthi umgwaqo wakubo khona ngale ungamagodigodi konke khona lokhu kakubona umsebenzi ukuthona bekhuluma ngezinto nje eziyusilesi kulokuthi bakhulume ngezinto eziyusiful. Yazi angikwazi ukuthi abantu bakithi kanti banjani. Okusizwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi umuntu owakithi kanye okhuluma izinto ezinjalo. Kamele phela ukuthi abantu bahole bathole imali eneleyo bahambe bayefundisa abantwana ezikolo. Khathesi izikolo zivuliwe amanye amatitsha kaya ngezikolo. Abalayo imali. Bakhulumele ubamele phela babagawuli. Ubakhulumele ubamele labo bathole ukuthi bahambe befundisa abantwana bethu bedlile basutha. Bathole imali labo yokubhadalela abantwana babo amafizi ezikolo. Konke lokho siyakudinga mina ngikhangelela ukuthi vele abantu bakithi ababe bekhona ngale phezulu simeleni phela likhuluma into ezizwakala ayikhona ukuthi liyabe lithona nje lichallenge ezinye izinto elizikhangeleyo ukuthi abantu bakhuluma iqiniso ngenxa yokuthi iqiniso alifunakali kuphela nje kuphela awu nkosi yami hayi hayi alike likhule abantu abadala alike likhule siyalihlonipha mpela siyalihlonipha hayi maluphahla lo okhulumayo esehabroni
siyabonga maluphahla labo bonke abasithumele incwadi zabo ze WhatsApp lilakho ukuthi lisithumele lani incwadi zenu imlayizelo yenu nge WhatsApp bakhona njalo kade besithumela kuhlelo kuFacebook siyazi ukuthi bakhona abakuFacebook ukhona uJerry Ndlovu uthi amavuko omsakazi uhlelo eZimbabwe yonke into inzima ngenxa yokuphatha ngolunya njalo ukufakana ezikhundleni ngobungane loba engasilungelanga leso sikhundla umnankagwa nethimba lakhe sebesenza ngalo asobantu abangasa iZimbabwe phambili ngabantu abafuna ukulungisa impilo zabo akukho okunye kutsho uJerry Ndlovu hayi lela kholani kusithumela imilayezelo yenu siyabonga
Selizaqala idlale leSenate yeMelika ukuthonisa uMongameli Donald Trump kulandela ukwethulwa kwamaphepha awe impeachment Izolo usomlomo wedale unkosikazi Nancy Pelosi uze wethula amaphepha akade emelelwe ukuthi luqale uhlelo lokudingisisa ukuthi uTrump engasuswa na esihlalweni kulandela icala letheswayo elokuthi wafumbathisa umongameli wakwele Ukraine ngoncedo efuna ukuthi kucutshungulwe omunye wabadinga ukumncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli oluzenziwa ekupheleni komnyaka wonalo. Kunjalo nje, ibandla lamademocrats selilungiselela ukhetho lokudinga ozamela leli bandla kukhetho lukamongameli kulandela ingxoxo-mpikiswano yokugcina iqhutshwe izolo ntambama edolobheni le-Iowa. Ngaba yisithupha abancintisayo ukumela ibandla lamademocrats. Uhlaziya lolu daba usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Dan Moyo ingcwethi yecubungula izombusazwe njalo waqala ngokumbuza ukuthi umkhosi wayizolo ulethe inguquko na kulabo abancintisayo
Well I think sizobona ngeIowa okuyiyona abazoqala ngayo emavikini ambalwa azayo usually Iowa yedetermineayo ukuthi abantu abakonsider ukuthi ba serious ngabantu yibaphi so iIowa ilandelwa yiNew Hampshire and then lapho sizobona ke mawuthi lo wine eIowa nguye futhi ozowina iNew Hampshire esikhathini esiningi ungawina iIowa leNew Hampshire hayi kusho ukuthi abaningi baqala ukuthanda ukulandela ngoba kusho ukuthi babe sebebona ukuthi abantu abaningi bavumelana lawe then sizothi masukuyiwa kubo kubo North Carolina labo Super Tuesday lapha amanye ama state wonke lapha ama delegates avota khona kulaye sesizobona khona ke ukasekathi ukuthi hayi ngubani oseqhubekela phambili
kodwa vele ngalesi sikhathi singathi ingqonqothela ngubani
hayi okwamanje kunzima even uchairman we DNC ama Democratic Party uchilo mayevula i debate wathi ha interview abembuzo ukuthi ungasho ukuthi ngubani obona ungathi nguye ozophumelela watsho la wathi uyazi anyone ozokutshela ukuthi uyazi ukuthi ngubani ozophumelela ayokutshela manga so lama I think imvumelana naye ngoba ungathi bangothiki lobhanqa abaningi bakhona so kungaba kunzima kakhulu ukuthi umntathi ukuthi onguye ozophumelela ngubani kahle kahle
kodwa sesikhangela izimo zabo ngubani ongamisana ngcono lo mongameli Donald Trump
mina ngokubona kwami uWarren lo Sanders balenkinga yokuthi base Sanders senxele kakhulu uSanders uwaposta kwezinye isikhathi ukuthi yena uyi socialist iAmerica ayizwani le socialism into evele from kudala yayilwiswa socialism communism. So anyone ozi associate lokuba yi socialist, I think ama chances akhe ukuthi a convince ama Americans amaningi ukuthi amvotele ayancipha kakhulu, ngoba in general ama Americans socialism abazwani la. So uBeni lo Warren, because of that ngibona ungathi kuzoba lohlupho makuthi bangambhithi uTrump. UBiden ule good opportunity ngoba ule experience enkulu kakhulu, especially ku foreign policy. And njengoba sibona nje uTrump uphose wasifaka empini le Iran, so into enkulu kakhulu ebikhona ku debate lapho. So umuntu ofana lo Biden, I think uyaphila kakhulu ebantwini abaningi ngoba ule experience, plus also bengu vice president ka Obama. Obama ubethandwa kakhulu ngabantu abaningi abamvotela kabili ukuthi abe ngupresident. So uBiden, I think ule name recognition plus ukuthi ukuwasebenza lo Obama plus le experience alayo, uma abantu bengawukhangelisisa sobhekane yena lo Trump, I'm sure Biden angambeat Trump. Kodwa we can't write off abanye abafana labo Klobuchar, labo Pete Buttigieg.
Isehlakalo se-Iran lese-impeachment, ubone ngani ungambisele emuva uMongameli Trump, kumbe hayi usekelo lakhe luyahlala lunjalo?
Impeachment ivele simbisele emuva, ngoba okokuqala impeachment ngathi Spain lesana esingaphumiyo, ungazi ukuthi wathe kanjani, ungazi ufake ibleach enjani, yi-stain esipermanent leso. So uTrump forever uzowaziwa njengo-president owa impeachwayo. That on its own, I think kumbisele emuva olwe-Iran lolo lokubulala uGeneral Soleimani lolo. Lalo lungathi luyinkinga ngokubana kazanga consult i-Congress, and ungathi akakacaci kahle i-reasoning yakhe ukuthi ukhetheleni isikhathi lesi sokuthi akwenze. So abantu abaningi babona ungathi ukwenze ukuthi adivete ingxoxo, asuse ingxoxo from udaba lwe-impeachment lolu, ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bafocus edabeni lo, i-debate ishifte to udaba lwe-security, lempi lani lokuthi yena uzithi u-strong wenza ama-decisions a-strong, akafani lama-democrats a-weak. I-impeachment of course iyaqala, sizwile namhlanje u-speaker Nancy Pelosi owe-house announcer ama-managers sebe-ready ukuthi ba-hande over ama-articles of impeachment to i-senate. So I think emalangeni azayo la i-focus izobe kwi-impeachment. Ngibona mina kwizinto ezi-negative, even though yena maye-Twitter uthi kuzomnceda kakhulu ngoba abantu bazobona ukuthi i-witch hunt noma yini le ayibiza yona impeachment.
Lo ngumnumzana Dan Moyo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, ubexoxa ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7 esedolobheni le-Virginia khonapha kwele Melika.
Alo? Hey, i church office yini? Yithi kuse church office yini? Akuna problem, bemfuna ukubuza ukuthi ningaba le charge efone lomlomo omncane yini? Kathe church office le church yani? Oh, sorry my sister, I see you ya charge your phone. Okay, bye. Ciao.
Cut the charge off his leech.
kati vele church office kuchajwani ya yabuza insizwa hayi yasigqibela ke usihlelo lodlala namhlanje lingakhohlwa ke ukuthi silolunye uhlelo ntambama ngo 7:30 kumbe isikhathi sinye ngo 6:30 ekuseni kusasa. Igama lami ngu Chris Gande, libe lelanga elihle.